Radio's greatest hits of today and yesterday.
It's all right here on airchecks.com.
As an equal opportunity employer, we here at WCCC are always looking for ways to broaden our pool of candidates when employment positions become available. If your organization would like to get job postings when positions become available, please send a letter to WCCC 1039 Asylum Avenue, Hartford, Connecticut 06105, or email us at jobs@WCCC.com. We will then alert you when there are job openings at WCCC. WCCC is an equal opportunity employer.
Oh, wait a minute, I gotta stop that. Hold on one second. Hold on. I wasn't ready to play that. Hold on. All right, there we go. I had to stop that for a second. Rush just slipped right through my hands and on the radio. It's Caroli and the entire crew behind me, that all the guys that have been on the WCCC the past...
Watch your mouth, Mike.
15 some odd years or whatever it may be, and we're celebrating the radio station today. And there's one thing that I used to do quite a bit, quite a while ago, actually.
Are you doing what I think you're doing right now?
I think I am.
I've been waiting for this, dude.
I used to call...
This is happening. This is, this is actually happening.
There was once upon a time that I was married. And I used to call
ctbrodj.com.
ctbrodj.com. For a second. Hold on a second. I used to call
wedding.
My ex-wife. And she was my wife at the time, and I would call her up and I would harass her about who knows what, because it was fun.
I can't believe this is going to take place.
I haven't done it in a while, but I figured one last time.
Do it!
So that all of you can
do it!
Hear it and enjoy it. Let's give her a call.
Yeah!
Oh, no.
Hello.
What's up, bitch?
Not much. What's up,
f***er? Oh, that's nice. You're going to talk on the phone. Talk right into the phone. I can't hear you.
Oh, all right. Let me adjust just for you.
Well, yeah. I mean, Jesus. You know, you get a phone call, you should actually use the phone like it's meant to be used.
I'm busy.
Oh, really? What are you busy doing? Literally, what are you doing right this minute? Be honest.
Emptying the dishwasher.
Oh, wow. Well, that'll take 30 seconds. Then what? Couching it?
Yes.
So, you've heard the news. Did you know that I'm going to be unemployed in a little bit?
I do. I'm very, very, very sad.
Are you?
I am.
You've always wished the worst for me, and now you're sad?
I've not always wished the worst for you. Sometimes, but not always.
Think about this. We were both married and divorced in my time at CCC. But now here's the thing, in all honesty. As of 5 o'clock, I'm going to be unemployed, so I was thinking... Mikey says you have a little bit of room at the house. Maybe I could get a room over there somewhere just to hang out, you know?
We did actually buy a really cute tent that you could pitch in the backyard.
Maybe get a little something out of the refrigerator?
Nope.
You guys have a TV?
We have three, actually.
Perfect. Mikey gets one, you get one, I get one. What room will I have?
You will not have a room. As I said, you can pitch a tent.
You listen to me, you son of a bitch. I supported you for well over a decade. I'm going to be unemployed. The least you can do is give me a room with a TV and something to eat.
You supported me?
Hell yeah. Randomly with Mikey, walk into some store and be like, hey, Mikey. I'm like, how the hell do they know you at Kimberly Boutique in West Hartford?
What else were we supposed to do?
Apparently nothing.
Apparently.
So when I move in over there.
Kimberly thanks you.
So when I move in over there at the house.
You're not moving in over here at the house.
I expect it to be neat and orderly. I expect a hot meal.
You always were very funny. I have to give you that.
I expect, after the hot meal, some sort of cookie or dessert.
Okay, I'll get right on that, Mr.
I like the cookies to be warm enough to be gooey, but not hot enough to hurt my mouth.
Oh my God.
Maybe even some ice cream on the side. Maybe some water. Can you give me water? Something?
I live on the river. You can go right back there with a little pail. I'll give you a pail.
Well, back in the day, Picozzi always would say, oh, I love those phone calls. And I was thinking he was giving me a nice compliment. I'm like, oh, thanks. He goes, yeah, Denise is a comic genius. I'm like, really? Oh, thanks, Picozzi.
Well, you know, I should have gotten credit for all of your comedy over the years.
Let me talk to the kid.
Mikey? Dad wants to talk to you. Hello?
Sup?
Sup?
So I just asked your mother for a hot meal, and she won't even give it to me.
Oh, nice.
Shouldn't she cook me a little nice dinner and nice dessert?
Yeah, she should. Mom, get this man some food.
Exactly. Well, you know I love you, right?
Yeah, I love you, too.
And I miss you.
Miss you, too.
Are we up and get ready? We have to go to Kimberly and Pete.
What? Mikey, stay away from West Hartford Center. You're a man. You do not belong in West Hartford Center. Repeat after me. I am a man.
I am a man.
I do not belong in West Hartford Center.
I do not belong in West Hartford Center.
And now, for old time's sake, Mikey, one more time, give me a CCC.
CCC.
All right, I love you.
Love you too.
Tell your mom to get cooking.
Yep.
Bye. Rock 106.9 WCCC. We are celebrating CCC today. Changes are coming at 5 o'clock this afternoon, but for now, and right up until 5, we will reminisce, look back, and celebrate this great radio station. I'm told we have a special guest on the phone. Hello?
Hi, this is Jimmy Page.
Hello, Jimmy. How are you?
You're listening to Caroli on the Rock.
Is this Johnny Promo?
Yes, it is.
That Jimmy Page ID that you just did the impersonation of, was one of your favorites here at WCCC over the years.
It certainly was. He sounded like a hobbit or something calling in from England.
He kind of is a hobbit from England, don't you think?
Yeah, especially with his white hair now.
Have you seen Brian May of Queen recently?
No.
His hair is almost completely white, and he's still got that big kind of poofiness going on. It looks like the moon has landed on his head.
I suspect that Jimmy Page descended with the Balrog and reemerged as Jimmy Page of the White, much like Gandalf.
I can speak a lot of Queen and Led Zeppelin because we've been classic rock since September. Have you been enjoying that?
oh, yeah, very much.
Johnny Promo, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you? Is there anything news? Is there news to report? What's going on?
Well, the only news to report is that changes are coming.
Uh-huh.
And we will realize those changes at 5 o'clock this afternoon.
Is it true? Can you confirm that your new on-air name as of 5 p.m. will be Holy Caroli?
I cannot confirm nor deny.
Uh-huh. I'll have to tune in and see.
Johnny Promo, you quickly became one of my best friends that I met here at CCC. But you and I, man, I always felt we just clicked. I always enjoyed having you on the air with me. What is your most fond memory of me? Go ahead.
I would say my most fond memory of you is when we would play Get Three Chances,
yes!
Put It in the Bucket.
Yeah. I love that.
And I would win.
That was good radio. A bunch of guys, some women, and a blind guy throwing pens at a bucket to see how many we could get in.
I think the blind guy did better than you.
He did.
Yeah.
But Raven came in last, as I believe.
Yeah.
He barely even took part. He didn't have time for stuff like that. He was a very important man. The other thing that I remember very fondly was this enormous competition that you and I put together, mostly you. This was your brainchild. It was Beard of Love.
Oh, yes. People still ask me about that.
Do you still have the beard? I haven't seen you in a little while.
No, the beard is gone.
Completely.
Completely gone.
Like a baby's bottom now.
Huh?
Like a baby's bottom.
A stubbly bottom, yeah.
All right. Like an older baby.
Right. I think that nowadays, so many people have beards.
Yeah.
That it's almost become this hipster, you know, thing. So my beard was before that. And I don't know. I haven't been inclined to grow it back just yet.
What has happened between you and the former contestants in Beard of Love? Any romance, any future dating, anything?
Well, I haven't spoken to her directly in a number of years.
So it's going well?
Yeah, yeah. Everything seems to be progressing.
Good, good. And what are some of your favorite moments in your time at WCCC? I remember many times that you would dress up in costume for different events. You used to be a pint of beer, correct?
I was the Guinness pint in many St. Patrick's Day parades.
Didn't you wear a diaper for something?
I was Cupid on several Valentine's Days as we drove around the greater Hartford area and handed out prizes.
Weren't you once the station walrus?
Nope, never the walrus.
Uh-huh.
I think that was somebody else.
So you were Cupid, you were a pint of beer. What else were you?
I was a girl of the rock once.
You were so freaking hot.
Yeah, I know.
So what else, Johnny? What else would you like to say as you look back on the days of WCCC? When you were here...
Yeah.
We were on fire, man. This was The Rock, 106.9 WCCC.
I was going to say, that was like the golden years.
Yes.
And not because of me, but I'm just saying I was fortunate enough to be present and part of the activities during the, I think, the best time of The Rock.
I would completely agree.
You know, from I got there in 2001, and it was back when, like, you know, we would battle other stations, and a lot of shenanigans went on that I won't even mention, but things went on late
mention
at night.
Mention them. Late at night. Yeah, don't mention those.
Yeah, things happened. And
yeah. So what else would you like to reminisce, talk about, and remember about the mighty WCCC? Go ahead.
Well, I just want to thank you for allowing me to come on your show pretty much on a daily basis.
It was great fun, Johnny, man. I loved having you on.
And I also got a chance to go on with Slater quite a bit at night when he would be on after 7.
Were you the night manager?
Well, he was the night manager.
Weren't you the keeper of the keys?
No, he was the keeper of the keys, yeah.
Weren't you the commissioner?
I was the commissioner for a little while, yeah. I was the commissioner of Assault Championship Wrestling for a while and was beat up.
Ron Zombie in that league?
Ron Zombie was in there, sure.
Rey Mysterio?
Nope, he wasn't there.
Alberto Del Rio? Chris
nope.
Jericho?
Nope.
Y2J?
Nope.
Velvet Sky?
Yes. See? Velvet Sky was in there, but it was before she was Velvet Sky.
I know a lot about the AC dub.
Yeah. We had the Sandman and Balls Mahoney and sure. All kinds of guys in there. I just wish you luck. I know this probably, you know, from the stuff I read online, it seems like you died or something.
Yeah. Some people think I have passed away, but here I am speaking.
Yeah, you're still around.
Well, Johnny, thank you for calling in and reminiscing a bit. I had some of my most fun times on the air was with you here at WCCC, so I'm glad that we had those opportunities, and I'm glad that you called in and had a chance to say goodbye, you know?
Well, thank you. Thank you for welcoming me back all these many years later.
Yeah, well, you've been missed. There's no question about it. Well, I got to run, but I love you with intensity. Oh,
thank you so much.
You don't say it back?
You know, I'm shy.
You used to say it to me all the time. I love you.
All right, well, we'll see you later.
I love you.
All right, take care.
So much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mourning the loss of WCCC? Check out the new sound of 102.9 ERC. Classic hits of the 70s.
Welcome to the hotel.
Sound of 102.9 DRC. Classic hits of the 70s, 80s, and more.
This portion of our CCC celebration is brought to you by the new 102.9 DRC. Classic hits of the 70s, 80s, and more. Play us out, Johnny.
106.9 WCCC. It's Caroli, man.
I like this.
This is quite a celebration we got going on in here. We got a room full of people. Some of them I know, some of them I don't. And I work with all of them.
Well, I know I work with them.
You can't remember all the names, though.
I don't know. The guy with the bow tie. What's your name? I don't know.
Oh, that's Conrad.
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 I know. Listen, there's a lot going on. It's hard for me to retain all the thoughts in my head.
I'm going to miss that.
Not a fan.
You know who has not stepped up to the microphone yet, and he should be allowed to maybe take this microphone?
Oh, I told him. Come on over.
Stephen Wayne. For the first time in the, 37 years that I've known you?
Yeah, it's been a long time, bro.
You've been unusually quiet. Why is that?
It's a very, very sad day, bro.
It's a celebration.
I know it's a celebration, but it's a very sad day, as I was explaining to the young people in the room.
The kids?
Who really don't understand.
Everybody younger than you.
Yeah. And that's everybody.
Listen, yeah. I will shut your mic off at any given moment, pal. Listen, I brought you into this world. I'll take you out and make another one look
just
like you.
I'm 10 minutes younger than you. Okay? I'm 10 minutes younger than you, right. Okay? But all the rest of them, you're right.
Right? I will. I will do that. See, now, Curly's like, I'm going to let the fireworks go now. This is the two shattiest bastards in the room going to go at it, right?
Stephen Wayne, you can do anything you want, man.
Let him speak.
It's just that. By the way, that Howard Stern thing was absolutely second to none, dude. Yeah. Fantastic, man.
It was amazing that he called Murray, the WCCC witch.
That was fantastic.
She's the one who got it done, man.
I remember back at Trinity College when we first had the Howard is back thing, the very first time he came back, and we were on South Whitney Street at the time, and there was like maybe 30 people there. And the Dresners had this cheap, like, speaker system set up. And here's Howard! And everybody's like, Howard who? And they had no idea we had those, remember those small Howard t-shirts? Because I got them for free.
Oh, yeah.
So they were, like, small. There weren't any extra large any large. So we all had to stand in the balcony and, like, this, yay, yay, Howard's back. And Howard was like, I don't know why I'm back. I really don't.
Yeah.
Si, you owe me some money. I don't know why, but I'm back.
One of the strangest things about when Howard returned on WCCC through syndication was, I think maybe it's the event you're talking about, but Ron and Si Dresner set up a like a press conference.
And no press showed up. Well,
they invited all these people over to, for some reason, the University of Hartford.
Dude, it was Trinity College.
No, we were at UHA.
What is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you?
And we were over there, and it was so strange because Lich was there.
Who?
Lich.
Who?
And you remember when Howard had that show?
Who was there?
I think it was on E, and they had.
Oh, yeah.
Those guys were there with their cameras and
stuff. That's right, Fred Norris.
And it was just so strange because all it was a gathering of a couple of people and Howard talking on the radio. I mean, we could have gathered anywhere, but he made this whole event about going to the school.
Scranton Motors Rock Cruiser was there.
Yeah. How much did we pay for that van? Like $60,000 in trade?
Bam! There you go.
It was crazy.
It was crazy. Yes.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. But
it was crazy.
Stephen Wayne and I go back, man, longer than anybody in this room, I guess. Well, studio guy, and I go back further. That's for sure.
No, I go back farther than studio guy.
No, I've known him since I worked at TrafficNet. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Stephen Wayne and I go back further than me and studio guy. That's true.
Yeah, buddy, we do.
Well, that's in our private life.
Well, prom was nice. Those prom photos are fantastic.
No, listen, Stephen Wayne,
I love you.
Prior to his career in radio, Stephen Wayne.
You tell the story every time we're in a crowd of people.
Was a musician. Stephen Wayne is a drummer.
Big mullet.
Oh, the mullet.
My mullet was second to none, bro.
The mullet was like...
Business in the front, party in the back, bitches!
Until 2008.
2008.
Oh, yeah. That mullet that you had was... It was like a child's favorite stuffed animal.
The bird and his beard. It was great.
It was second to none.
I love it.
The mullet of mullets. And I remember you used to be so proud. You used to say, you know, the back of my neck has never seen the light of day.
Never seen the light of day.
And I'm like, that's never. Something you're hanging your head on.
True story.
Well, now it has.
And then we came in here and we cut the mullet off, gave it to Locks of Love, and raised a whole ton of money for
Yeah. Made some use out of that mullet.
Hell yeah.
But when Stephen Wayne was in bands playing drums and all that stuff, he played for what? Zahn? Were you in Zahn?
Zahn, Sons of Satan, Sinus Galley.
Kiss. Were you in Kiss?
I was in Kiss briefly.
Yeah, you were Peter Criss.
I auditioned for Ozzy. I auditioned for Pink Floyd at one point.
Pink Floyd?
Yeah, it's a long story.
Short audition.
Yeah, my audition was 2 minutes.
You weren't old enough to be in Pink Floyd.
Bang, bang, you didn't make it, son.
You're a teenager. You're not going to play in this band.
So, but Steven would play in these bands, and I'd go see friends of mine that were in bands
and
stuff.
Bitch at all the time. I would beat him to the punch in this story. I would bitch at him all the time. You don't support local music. You don't. Why are you not supporting local music? And Corey said, hey, I just worked there.
Well, it was my way of figuring out, I'll just say this and he'll leave me alone. And he wouldn't leave me alone. It would just keep going.
Badger would be unbelief.
I
hit him in the head with a horseshoe once at a Patriots game.
Yeah, that's true.
Remember that?
Yeah, well.
Vikings were playing the Patriots way back at the old Foxborough Stadium.
Yeah.
And we were playing horseshoes. And I'm like, this guy won't play our song. Watch, I'm going to wrap him in the head with a horseshoe.
How nice. What kind of thinking is that? Why would you do that?
I was pissed at you at the time.
So I would come into a club like the Bridges Cafe.
But you would leave like 2 minutes into it. You would stand there and shake your head. Just like when I walked into your office and say, can we play King's X? You would be like, no.
You know why I would leave? Because you're a pain in the ass. I'm like, oh, Steven's here. I'm like, oh. And then it wasn't just about supporting local music. I'd walk into the Bridges or Andy's or Goodnight Hartford or any of these places.
And this is the 80s now. Yeah. Remember, we all know what happened in the 80s.
But listen, Steven would always say,
it was a snowblower.
You know what you need to do over there at WCCC? You need to play this band, and you need to play that band. And here we are 30 years later, and you still have that advice.
And I walked in the door with my CSB demo tape, gave it to Mike Caroli, and Mike Caroli gave it to the Dresner family. And I'll never forget this as long as I live. Ron said, there's no way we are hiring this freak and putting him on the air. And Cy said, I like him.
if Ron didn't, Cy did. It was whatever.
The ironic thing is they hired him 5 times because every time I got fired.
He would fire me the next week. I would get a call on Monday. You're fired.
You're coming in.
And Thursday, he would call me and say, hey, can you come in and work at 2 o'clock on Sunday? And I'd be like, okay. And Cy would be like, Steven, did you check the transmitter?
De-icers. You check the de-icers?
De-icers is June, Cy. What do you want me to check the de-icers for, right? Like, come on. And he was like, yeah. But yeah, and that was pretty much the start of it. And I owe it all to this man standing here. And I cannot stress to you people that are listening to this enough that there are things that you'll never understand about radio and the fun that we all had and the things that we did at the shows and the things that we accomplished and the movement that we created.
Preach!
We created this movement thanks to one Mike Caroli.
Yeah.
I mean, really, bro, without you, I owe everything to you. I owe everything. You were on the wall of fame in my home. You were like a child of mine.
Wow. I mean,
but how can he be on your wall of fame and be your child?
And I will say this. I mean, I know that things are going astray here, but we have to thank the management now before 5 o'clock because without them giving us the freedom and the license to do what we did and kick ass and own the radio waves for all these years, they give us the liberty to do that, and I gotta thank them from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so very much, man. Thank you. It's not a big tour there, but you know what I mean.
And the Dresners got it started. I mean, as goofy as Cy was and eccentric and all that stuff, I mean, he used to wear those, it seemed like every day the same clothes. He had he had these brown, like,
dress pants. Yeah.
And like a peach-colored shirt.
Yep.
Like
and
silk.
He was always silken, tucking it in. You know, it was always like this one move where he'd like shove, swipe, and lift.
And he still, to this day, eats at McDonald's in West Hartford. To this day.
Yeah.
And I remember a couple of years ago, I saw his big old pink Cadillac at McDonald's.
Pink?
And he still had that WCCC.1 license plate on the front of his car. And I said, you know what, Cy? You son of a, I'm going to get you, bro. I snuck over around the backside of the dumpster. And I unscrewed that bitch, and that thing is still hanging in my house right now.
You know, your Facebook post yesterday was great. Touched my heart. but I also thought that I had passed away. I'm like squeezing myself and pinching. I'm like, no, I'm still alive, but Steven thinks I'm dead. I don't know why.
There's so many more things I could say, bro, but I think everybody's pretty much settled already today since noon, and we owe everything not only to this, the four call letters, that those four little letters that have been ingrained in our lifetime. And I remember my father and him in the basement listening to WCCC and listening to the first strains of Frankenstein by Edgar Winter and saying to myself, God, man, that's like one of the greatest songs I've ever heard. And then all of a sudden, all those years later, working for one of the greatest radio stations on this planet. And it would not have happened without the people in this room.
Yeah. Right.
And it would not have happened without the people, the listeners, because that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Without them, we're nothing. Music is enough for a lifetime, but a lifetime is never enough for music, my friend.
Remember that.
All right, well, I hope you're going where I think you're going after he says all this, because you gotta play the song to make sense for him, man.
The music is... what did he say? The music is a lifetime... What? What did you say?
Music?
You ain't going to remember. Read it off your eulogy.
A lifetime is not enough for music.
You got to play that prison sex, bro. Oh. You gotta do that, man.
You gotta do some music.
You gotta do that.
One more time. One more time.
You gotta do that. If you're gonna play Tool, you gotta do it with Stephen Wayne in the building. You gotta do it, man.
I would say,
Well, I hope it's still in there.
I won't go there. But.
While I'm looking for it with my glasses on, why don't you guys keep talking?
So let's play a little, do you remember when? And do you remember Maynard wanting to throw us in jail? After we wrangled him and brought him back here, and then he wouldn't look at you because he was so pissed because he didn't get to write a letter to his mommy. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
It was beautiful.
Here we go for Stephen Wayne and everyone.
You guys rock. Stephen
Wayne, call letters. Stephen Wayne, call letters. Stephen Wayne, call letters.
The Rock 106.9 WCCC.
FM Hartford. Classic Rock 106.9.
The Rock 106.9 WCCC. On the phone, my friend and yours, Jim Koplik. How are you, Jimmy?
I'm doing okay. How you doing?
I'm doing well. You know, we're celebrating WCCC all day today, and a lot of people are like, how you doing? And I got to be honest, I've been so busy lining up different people to be on the air and recording and doing all kinds of stuff that I haven't had time to let this sink in and kind of hit me.
It's a sad day. It's a sad day. I've got a lot of history with WCCC, going way back to the 70s, and then Litch came around in the 80s, and the invention of the concert scene was on WCCC. It actually was with Stoneman, the first two. Litch took over after that. You and I continued for how many years did we do our show?
Oh, man, I don't know. I mean, we started around, 2006 or so.
Well, we did it for 7 years.
Yeah.
7 or 8 years we did our show, and it was really the continuation of the concert scene.
I don't know if I ever told you this, but I remember before I was in radio, me and my friends would get together and listen to you and Litch do the show. And it was our favorite. We were glued to the radio. I mean, we loved listening to the music and stuff, but this was one talk show, if you will, that we would gravitate towards, and we would hang on every word because we wanted to know who was coming, where they were playing, the ticket info. There was no internet back then. You guys were the source of all of that. And the chemistry that you and Litch had was great, and you guys were passionate about the music. But there was one day that I called and I actually got through. Litch was giving away, both of you were giving away tickets to see Stevie Nicks at the New Haven Coliseum. I had no interest in Stevie Nicks, but I won a pair of tickets from you guys. So that goes back to, man, I don't remember the exact year, but
A show started in early 82. It started shortly after the Stones played the Hartford Civic Center, the XL Center now. And Litch made a complaint about how I put tickets on sale, because I put them on sale at 3 o'clock and surprised people. And he thought that that was an unfair thing to do. And I put a complaint into the owners of the station, and I don't want to hear anybody complaining about me on the air. Actually, it was written in the Hartford Current front page. He complained about me. I didn't even know the guy. And Milt Amager, who we know from the old days.
Yeah, our general manager.
General manager suggested that I come in and meet with Litch, because he thinks I like Litch because we're both pretty savvy when it comes to rock and roll, and we know a lot of, we're sort of encyclopedias of rock and roll, the two of us. So he brought us in, and we became friends. Out of good came out of bad, as I say. It always happens. And so that's how I met him. And I'm looking right now on my Jim Coplick Presents Archives page on Facebook. And on July 24th, 1980, Van Halen played the Hartford Civic Center, and it was presented by WCCC.
Wow. That's cool.
Because the ticket is right there on my page, and it reminds me again of all the great shows that we did with WCCC. You know, I spent many hours with WCCC and Litch at the old Whitney, South Whitney studio.
243 South Whitney Street, yeah.
Which is by far the total piece of crap studio I've ever been in my life.
Yeah, it is, no doubt.
Yeah, the worst. And then everybody had the good sense to move over to the old studios that HCN had.
That's right.
Fabulous as far as we're concerned. We love those studios. I visited there many times. So, which is where you are currently still.
Yeah.
And what I always loved about WCCC, many things I loved about CCC, but they were always locally owned. And it was easier to get to the owner instead of getting to the head of some big conglomerate. And I always felt that it was easier to deal with radio stations that were local. And I look, I'm with a company that's a national company, so I know the difference. And I thought you were the most organic, honest radio station, always, at all times. It didn't matter who other states were talking about. And the people that work there were the same way, particularly you. I mean, you are a special person. You know, people know how close we are anyway, but you made that station even better than it ever's been, and it's a shame that it's ending today. It really is.
It really is, and thank you for saying that. That's very nice of you to say. It's kind of surreal for me because I was a fan of yours before I ever met you or became friends with you. So to think that a show I used to listen to, I got to do with you was pretty amazing. But beyond that, our friendship means an awful lot to me, and you've been very, very good to me. On and off the air. So I thank you very much for the friendship and all the times we've spent together. And not to mention, you know, we put on one hell of a show with the WCCC Big Gig.
It was great. It worked out really great. We were going to do it every year, and then Classic Rock came.
Yeah, right. You know what I'll say about the Classic Rock thing? It was our owner's decision, and I fought him on it. There's no question. But I will say, and I will be the first to admit when I'm wrong, he was right. Because the Classic Rock move, whether I liked it or I didn't like it, worked. And a lot of people are going to think the station's going away because we went Classic Rock and that experiment didn't work out. That's not the case. It worked out really, really well. So there are other reasons why this station's changing, but it's not because it went Classic Rock. And I would much rather have been playing a blend of new and old, but I will admit the Classic Rock thing worked.
Yeah, the ratings have really skyrocketed, and essentially you're the number one male radio station in Hartford, Connecticut.
Yes.
And you could, but no matter what age group you're looking at, and that is something that WCCC strived to get at all times, and it was not working with the older format, which was the new format, which was the new music format. It really wasn't working. And I was disturbed when it changed also, because there was a lot of my business I knew would get affected. Wonder, and I'm saying this openly on the air, if the reaction of the people being so vehemently against the move made the owner decide, you know, this isn't really worth it anymore. And he started to think about, why do I have to get beaten up by everybody? And, you know, I'm just trying to earn a living. And the station's losing a lot of money. And I have all these people screaming at me to keep losing money. And I just don't know if that was the instigation of now the station being sold. We'll never know. That's only in the owner's head. But I am one person that always likes things to stay the same. Connecticut's like that. The land is steady, happy.
Yeah, that's true.
And I am a proud resident of Connecticut. And there will never be another radio station like WCCC. That is a fact. I will say that. It was organic. It was homegrown. You got to choose the music that you wanted to play. It used to be like that with every radio station, and the beauty of WCCC was you were not a slave to a playlist.
No.
And that is something that everybody appreciated very, very much.
One band that we were early on, way back when, was Limp Bizkit. And I understand you got Limp Bizkit coming to Connecticut in October, maybe?
Yes, we have Limp Bizkit coming in, and we're in the pre-sale, actually, right now with Limp Bizkit.
See, I still keep up on this stuff, Jimmy. I may play the Allman Brothers in Foghat, but I know what Limp Bizkit's doing.
You know, what was amazing about the format change when you went from the new music to the classic rock music is we actually drew more people for Mayhem this year than we did last year.
Amazing.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? So the fans are still out there, which is sort of remarkable to me, because nobody's playing any of the music that was on Mayhem this year, yet we drew more people this year.
Yeah, and if you look at it like, wow, who's going to promote this? How are we going to sell tickets? Normally, that may be something you might pass on because you wouldn't have the promotional support, but it worked out. It worked out well.
I knew something was fishy when we called up CCC and said, are you going to be at Mayhem? And they said, no.
No, we're going to be at the Stick Show down at Foxwoods or something. I don't know.
Yeah, something weird going on here.
Yeah.
It is a really sad day is the best way to say it. You know, I don't want to say it brings a tear to my eye because it's not that sad. lots of other things happen. But it's a sad day in Connecticut. It's a sad day in Hartford. It's sad that we are losing what I considered one of the two iconic locally owned radio stations in Hartford, the other one being the station that was sold a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I think that it is just what's happening today, and I'm going to get a grip on it, and everybody else should just get a grip, as this is the new reality.
You know, and I want to mention that Jimmy has been on the air here a lot over the years with me, going back to Litch and, you know, all the other, you know, incarnations of the show. And Jimmy never got paid for any of that time. And Jimmy's a busy dude, as you know, by the Rock Concert Report and all the different shows that come through. And I've said it to you before, we are lucky to have you booking our shows and promoting our shows in this area, because we get concerts here that we would never have gotten if it wasn't for you and who you are and your relationship with the artists and all of that stuff. You basically donated your time to come on the air and talk about concerts with me and with Litch. And so I think the listeners should know that. And I thank you as a fan, first and foremost, for the job you've done, for all the years you've done it. And you know what I miss most? I miss doing our show, Six Concert Questions. I miss that more than anything. That was the thing I look forward to the most every week.
Well, I thank you very much, and I miss it too, because you were my swan song. I haven't done a radio show since we stopped doing our radio show.
Wow.
I have no regularly scheduled radio show anymore, and I've been doing them, you know, since Litch and I started. I think it was 82, as I said. So for 32 years, I had a regularly scheduled radio show somewhere on the air. My swan song was when we finished a few months ago.
Well, I wish we could have kept it going, but I am very happy for the time that we got to talk shows. This is our passion. So, you know, what's more fun than talking about the thing you love the most on the radio? That was pretty cool, you know?
Well, I have one wish today, is that Mike Caroli is somewhere on the air in the state of Connecticut so I can continue to listen to him. That is my one wish today.
Well, if I show up somewhere else, I'm bringing you with me.
That would be great.
Because I'm not going to go work for a top 40 station. If I'm going somewhere, it's a rock station. All right? So
good, because I don't know top 40 music.
Me either. Jimmy, thank you for everything. Thank you for the business you've done with the station. Thank you for the time you've given us. And for me, most importantly, thank you for your friendship.
really do love the WCCC fans, and I particularly do love you, Mike. So let's just try to march on together, just down a different road.
You got it. Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Mourning the loss of WCCC? Check out the new sound of 1029 DRC. Classic hits of the 70s.
Welcome to the hotel.
The new sound of 1029 DRC. Classic hits of the 70s, 80s, and more.
This portion of our CCC celebration is brought to you by the new 102.9 DRC. Classic hits of the 70s, 80s, and more. Play us out, Johnny.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, man, The Rock, 106.9 CCC. Where is that guy? Where is Blind Dan?
I don't know.
I don't know where he is. I saw him earlier. I haven't seen him in a while.
Sleep down in Victor.
You know, wake him up. There's nobody listening.
He doesn't know where he is either.
Yeah, hey, where am I? Yeah.
So there's a guy that we'll get him on the phone in a little while.
Do we have to?
You might know him as Craig the Porn Star.
Yeah!
You might know him as Craig Matthews.
And it's Craig Matthews' band.
You might know him as a hipster doofus, right?
Yeah. Isn't he?
That's hurtful, Mike. That's
so
hurtful.
We hire nothing but professionals here at the radio station. And it's, you know, there's a very intense screening process. There's a maturity level that you have to meet to get a job here at this radio station, correct?
Yes.
Somehow Craig,
dude, it's like a carnival, the people we hire. Look at our group of people. Look at us. Yeah. We're like a carnival
full
of rejects.
Subtle sarcasm, Jay. Subtle sarcasm.
No, that's reality. Like, we're crazy.
Oh, boy.
Look at us.
When will that mic die?
I'm taking it with me.
Somehow Craig slipped through that process and got a job here. Now, here's one of his more professional moments. Cinnamon, do you know what is the story behind what I'm about to play?
Craig made it for me one day to make me feel more at home, and he asked me specifically last night, please play that, and I told him I would, and I'd also make a ringtone out of it.
Oh.
So whenever he called me, he would be closer.
Oh. Well,
this
is
a terrible
fantastic
ringtone.
Here is the handiwork of a guy that is now the production director of six different radio stations in Savannah, Georgia.
Yes.
And here is some of his
finest work.
Finest work.
Here she is, everybody. It's Cinnamon with your traffic.
That's fantastic.
That's pretty much all of it, Mike.
Wow, that's quite something that he did. That's a stellar piece of work.
He spent like an hour doing it, so really? We got to play it.
Had to get it right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And of all the things that have happened, let's see, we started at noon, so 3.5 hours in. Of all the things that have been requested and asked about and suggested, that little blurb that I just played has been the most requested thing in the time that we've been in here.
Craig's just so special to me.
He is.
I had to do it for him. Yeah.
We'll get him on the phone in just a little bit.
Oh, good.
You know, I have to say that one of the first days that I really remember that we were different than we were before. Because, you know, there was a few of us that were here before we actually got bought by the company that's selling us now, Marlin Broadcasting and all that stuff. And that would be Slave Boy, who's here in the room, Picozzi, who will be coming up, I'm sure, myself and Caroli. And really, it was Picozzi and Slave Boy who came in kind of right before we got bought out and whatnot. And that was my first indications that this place was going to be different. Is the way I got my job is two people got fired, and I didn't leave. I didn't leave with one of them. And I'll never forget it is that he called the boss of the time. We you know, you heard Stern talking about Cy and Ron Dresner before. He called me up to tell me that I should have got the job, but I didn't get the job. I was not getting the job. And I was at my goddaughter's baptism at the time. And in a Catholic church, I told him to go right there. Right. I told him where to go. I said, dude, don't ever call me with something like that ridiculous again. And it all ended up shaking out that we did end up on the radio together. You know, it's funny. We mocked them, but we all ended up in the building at the same time at that time. And I'm sure, you know, you remember, Kurt, we were talking about it earlier, the flip and all that. And when we came in here, they came in and typically what happens is, like is going to happen today, they'll come in and they'll fire everybody and go with whatever is the hot thing that they think at this time.
Right. Remember we did when we flipped the buildings, when we went from South Whitney Street to the Asylum.
Right.
we actually played a stunt that actually kind of sounds similar to what's going on today.
Right, right. We acted like we might go classical, and then we came out launching with, you know, basically a repositioning of ourselves as The Rock. And unfortunately, that's not what's going to happen today. I wish that was the end of the story. But I'll never forget that one of the times that that really stuck out to me that I was like, you know what, we're going next level with this stuff right here, was Kid Rock. The first time that Kid Rock played at Xfinity. Like, you know, we had him at the Nutcracker, and again, we were all joking about the Winnebago and stuff earlier than that. But you remember, we had stages, wife beaters for everybody, clotheslines hanging out from Hummer to Hummer, and interviews that were happening right there. I mean, it was amazing. And I also remember this because, listen, when we first got bought, we were getting our butts kicked by some other rock stations here in the market. You know what I mean? There was one, there was two of them. There was one for the older crew and one for the younger crew. And I'll never forget those gigs because everybody would come in and think that they were going to go hang out with them and end up hanging out with us. And it was just madness out there in the crowd. I mean, we had times when we could have flipped over other stations' vehicles. We had times when venues asked us to ask our people not to.
Nobody would touch the CCC vehicle at the time because it was disgusting and you didn't really want to touch it.
But you
might get infected.
You remember that there was a time that if there was just one word we had said, the tidal wave would have pushed something like that right over. And, you know, we mentioned Craig, and he's going to be coming up in a bit. He was a huge, huge part of that because he was this amazing promotions director that we hired away from somebody else. He wanted to come work for us. He saw that what was happening here.
It was a party.
And he left that to come here.
No, I'm serious. I mean, as a professional, you know, you come in and you got to get your stuff done.
Right.
Just part of the job. But this was a party.
Right.
Every day you came in, you did your stuff, you got what you needed to get done.
Right.
And then you had fun.
And one of the things, too, that I'll say, because Stephen Wayne is still over my shoulder, and I'll say this, is that one of the things that I learned from him is that there is no VIP section with CCC. There was no behind the velvet rope. There was no hanging out behind there or anything like that. There was no elitist mentality amongst this staff.
No, it's not us and them. It's us and us.
Right.
Exactly.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. I, Mike, is there a song that we are going to play? Do you still know how to work that stuff over there?
No, this is whole new, man. I had CDs and analog stuff here.
I'd really like to hear some Kid Rock or some Korn or something like that. I'd really like to get in there. Yeah, get in there. Let Cinnamon in there. She can take care of that, right?
I don't even know how it works for crying out loud.
Kid Rock.
She's not, she doesn't know everything that's over there.
I mean, I kind of run a little bit better than you, though. I'm just saying. No, listen. On the Rewind Show, we don't have any of the slip ups that happen sometimes. Because Jay will sit here and be like, oh, it's this machine. And I know in my mind it's not the machine.
You run a sloppy board, I gotta say.
Never been my strong suit. Never been my strong suit.
Right,
what are you
going to
do?
Because
I want like a ba with the ba.
That's what I'm doing.
Good. Because I don't want all summer long.
Let me do the call letters. The Rock 106.9 WCCC.
Man, the party got bigger. I turn around and there's all these other people in here.
This is like a regular night show back in the day, just so you know.
When Jay Raven was on 7 to midnight, this room was...
Tool Touch of Tuesday.
Most people in here, though, at that time, did not have clothing on, though, right?
Right.
There was a lot of that.
I'm married now. That's the end of that story.
Yeah, it ends right there. It ends right there. We have so many more people we want to get to, and we will. We've got an hour and 15 minutes left. Is my math right?
Yes. To
get to as many as we can. Next, what I want to get into is what we used to do every Halloween, the Ouija board show.
Oh, God, you didn't ask about the future, did you? Oh, God,
you never know.
Stop it.
Well, we'll find out next. on The Rock, 106.9 WCCC.
Mourning the loss of WCCC? Check out the new sound of 102.9 DRC. Classic hits of the 70s.
Welcome to the hotel.
The new sound of 102.9 DRC. Classic hits of the 70s, 80s, and more.
The Rock, 106.9 WCCC. It is Caroli celebrating WCCC all day today, or all afternoon anyway. We are inviting people in who have been on the air with us in the past. We are having bands join us that, you know, were a huge part, especially of the last 15 years of this radio station. And, you know, Howard Stern was on earlier. I mean, who bigger than Howard Stern? Nobody. Over the years at this radio station, we've been allowed to do all kinds of unique broadcasting. Things that I don't think have been done at any other radio station. From time to time, you go through different cities and you listen, and I've never heard a witch on the air at a radio station. I've never heard a witch on the air at a radio station using a Ouija board to connect with the other side. But that has happened here several times with Murray, the WCCC witch. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing really well.
Really?
I am. I'm filled with all kinds of different emotions. See? I've also...
You're British, too.
Adapted another accent.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been quite a week.
Yes.
All the speculation, the rumor, a lot of gossip and stuff. But in the past, you and I have done the Ouija board show.
Yeah, kind of what you were saying is true. You know, since 1998, I sort of spoke about paganism and Wicca and things like that on WCCC. And I think that was sort of unique. And we definitely had some interesting experiences with the Ouija board over the years. And I think that unsettled some people and maybe educated some people.
Absolutely. And it was always exciting because you never knew what was going to happen.
Never.
And so many crazy things happened.
Crazy.
Now, whether you believe in, you know, messages from the other side or you don't, no matter what, it was still gripping. It was entertaining. It was
bizarre.
Filled with oh, wow moments. So often, I'd be talking to people out and about in my normal life, and they'd be like,
normal life.
I'm like, oh, I always listen to you guys when you do the Ouija board show with that witch. And, you know, it was, and I'm like, she is a witch. You're right.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
But we have done so many cool things. It actually started with you doing the show with Picozzi and those guys,
yes.
Right?
Well, I did a bunch of shows just kind of like spoofing witches and, you know, talking about spells and things like that. And then one day you had a Ouija board in here, and I guess my expertise was kind of needed about just the topic, and it kind of went awry, and then we went from there.
Yeah. Well,
Picozzi got scared.
He got scared because it said death is coming.
Yes. And so he made some changes in his life, and as did everyone. And then you kind of scooped me. And then I started doing your show, and they seemed to, the Discarnate seemed to really like you.
Well, I'm a very likable person.
You're a very good interviewer.
well, you could basically
interview anyone. I think you've proved that over the years.
Well, because of you and the Ouija board show, I've been able to interview guys that I didn't get to interview when they were here.
Sure.
Like Kurt Cobain, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
He
that
came
seems
through,
to be the case.
And we had all kinds of conversation with him. I don't know, just so many cool things like that. Dimebag Darrell.
That was a very frightening year.
Yeah.
That was very dark. I don't remember a lot from the experiences at the time. I'd have to listen back.
Mm-hmm.
But
I get the same thing when we do those shows. It's almost like a blur, and then afterwards you go back and listen, and then like, oh yeah, that happened, and that happened. Because a lot happens,
yes.
You know? And
I'm usually just, I guess, reading out the letters, and then someone writes them down, and I'm usually overwhelmed with feeling whatever the Discarnate felt at the time of death often. And mm-hmm. with those particular people, they had a rough time. So, and it wasn't always, you know, musicians. Sometimes it was just people that wanted to come through.
Oh, yeah.
We had a very powerful communication for one of our staff members, Rex, somewhat recently, and that was one of the best times that we ever had, because it was so
Well, it was very emotional for him, and it was a very positive experience. And, you know, when you get a message that means so much to you,
makes it worth it.
It makes it
all worth it.
It absolutely does.
And he was just driving in his car, but for some reason he was listening and he heard about it and showed up and connected. It all connected.
Yeah. So a lot of special moments as we do the Ouija board show with Murray, the WCCC witch. I've had people come through, tell me some stuff that just blew me away.
Yep.
The band stuff really is always been kind of cool, you know, and I remember one of the first times, I think it was on Picozzi's show, but I was in here, the message kept coming up, something like TM baseball.
Okay.
And we were trying to figure out what it was, and then there was also like Canton, Ohio was in there, and there was all these different pieces to a puzzle that we couldn't quite put together at the time.
Was that off air? I think that was off air happening. I don't remember. There were so many different pieces of things sometimes because it would just keep going and we would have to take a break or whatever it was. And then because that's what happens. It's just you can't ever predict and I can't control what's going to happen. And I would always say to you guys ahead of time, are you okay with whatever comes through? Because this is just going to come out and might be private. And then that's when people started saying to me, I don't want to be in there, or I do want to be in there.
We're pretty sure it meant Thurman Munson.
Okay.
He used to play for the New York Yankees, and he died in a plane crash in Canton, Ohio.
No clue.
We were trying to put it together, and afterwards we realized TM, Thurman Munson, baseball, Canton, Ohio. He died in a plane crash in Canton, Ohio, and you know, it was pretty cool. And I remember Rube was here.
Yes, he was.
And he and I were the ones that kind of put it together. And I forget what trigger was, what all of a sudden clicked with us, but it came together.
It's a lot of detective work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's when you get those, I call them, I get the chili bumps.
Yes.
You get goosebumps or whatever. And it's like, we've even thought from time to time, and we joke about these things, and who knows what's what. But, you know, Kevin the Afternoon Guy, who used to work here.
Yes.
Great character in Connecticut radio history, but he passed away not that long ago, really. And some of us have felt that maybe he's here, and I think some of it may be wishful thinking that like to think that he's close by, but I really think he is.
I absolutely agree.
Yeah, and it gives you a nice feeling,
definitely.
You know? Yeah,
no, there's signs of it. We've spoken about that.
Absolutely. So I don't know, a lot of good memories. Some of my most fond memories of broadcasting on the air here is what we've done with the Ouija board shows with you. And we've always been allowed to do things that you can't do at other radio stations.
Absolutely. I don't know of any other radio station. I mean, I know that there are openly pagan people in media.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know of very many that are on the radio. I certainly got some negative responses, but there were so many positive responses to it and people that just wanted to know more mm-hmm. in a really friendly way, and I really did appreciate that.
Yeah.
So it was a great opportunity, and just, you know,
I actually have some audio from one of the shows that we did
mm-hmm.
and this is the best way to describe what we did by playing this piece of audio.
Okay.
So people can kind of hear it. If you missed it, here's what went on, and you'll get it as you hear this audio, how it kind of unfolds and everything. But this is the WCCC Witch, Murray, on The Rock, 106.9 WCCC.
The Rock, 106.9 WCCC. It's Mike Crowley. Johnny Promo is with me as well, and our special guest, Murray, the WCCC Witch. Before we continue on, I just want to thank you very much for doing this, because to me, it's a lot of fun, and we can have fun doing it when it's done with an expert such as yourself. No, seriously.
Saying that.
Well, you've cleansed the room. You're protecting us. Because if we just did this willy-nilly, who knows what's going to happen?
I don't recommend that, yeah.
Exactly. So I'm enjoying it. Hopefully the WCCC listeners are enjoying it.
I hope so.
Johnny, I know you're hoping to hear from a relative. They're still out there fighting.
I feel bad. But there's always somebody that gets kind of left out, so to speak. And I always feel bad about that. But as I said, I can't control who makes an appearance, so to speak. And a lot of times it has to do with readiness. You know,
and we're talking about Johnny's family, and they're out there, you know,
they're battling it out over
the Polish fisticuffs out there in the spirit world, but trying to get through.
MISTERYOYOMAN. Mr. Yo-Yo Man. Okay. Hang on a minute.
Mr. Yo-Yo Man? That mean anything to you, Johnny?
No.
MK. Is this for Mike? Yes. Mr. Okay.
Mr. Yo-Yo Man.
Yeah. Coffee. Coffee's coming up on me.
All right, so there's okay. someone here that's trying to get a hold of me.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Am I going to cry again? Because, Jesus, that was embarrassing.
H-A-A. Well, everyone is laughing, so.
Well, yeah, I couldn't help it before. It was a very emotional moment for me, you know?
Yes.
No tear actually came, but it was very emotional.
It was right there on the verge.
It was right there. And I actually got, my hand started to shake. I got shaky.
S-C-H-O-O-L.
School.
K-I-S-S. Y. O. Y. O.
Yo-Yo.
M-A-N.
Yo-Yo Man. What does Yo-Yo Man mean? What are you?
S-
oh, wait, go ahead.
T-O-P. Stop. Okay, so can somebody come in and...
What do you got it's written down?
School kiss Yo-Yo Man.
M-A-S-O-N. Mason. Okay, hi, Mason. You're back again. Yes. Do you have a message from somebody that wants to get through to Crowley? Yes.
This will make me cry if I'm thinking the right way. Get ready.
H-E-I-S-W-E-A-K. He's weak. So his energy is weak. Yes.
Is that because he's new to the neighborhood?
N-E-W-I-A-N-W-I-N-S-T-E-D. D-I-E-D.
What does that say, Johnny?
It says new I or Ian Winstead dead. Winstead dead.
K-I-S-S. U-R-F-R-I-E-N-D. H-E-D-I-E-D. Died.
Your friend, he died.
Do you have a first name?
I-A-N. G.
Mm-hmm.
Go. Yo. Yo.
Oh.
Yo.
Okay.
Yo. It's like, yo. Mason, do you like yo-yos? No.
I think I'm putting it all together.
All right.
All right.
Mason is doing the talking because this discarnate that is trying to come through is too weak to do so because he's too new. Sometimes that happens when you get if you've recently died, you don't have the energy to come through full force. Yes. And that could be an issue too, Johnny. That okay. You know, they just yours but then Curly, like I said, I told you, people want to get through to you for some reason.
Well,
the new ones, the old ones, whatever. But
I know exactly who is trying to get through.
W-I-N-S-T-E. D.
All right, Johnny, read the notes back, and I'll kind of summarize.
All right, it says, he is weak, new Ian Winstead, dead kiss, your friend, he died, Ian go yo-yo, Winstead.
H-E-H-E-H-E.
Okay.
He-he.
Mason, all right, here's the thing.
H-A-L-L-O-W-E-E-N-O-U-T-F-I-T. Halloween outfit. K-I-S-S. S. Yeah, you said that, so yes.
Yeah, here's the deal.
I'm stopping it. Go ahead.
Ian, even though he spelled Ian differently than my friend Ian. Ian spelled his name E-A-N.
Mason's talking.
Childhood Mason's friends. Talking. You know, I've known Ian since I was 4 years old. Ian and I were from Winstead, which he has spelled out in here, yep. Winstead. Ian died this past May. So he would be very new to the other side.
Yeah, that's only a few months.
And he keeps spelling kiss.
Yep.
If you go to WCCC.com and you go to my page,
you can see
my photos. There is a picture of me as an 11-year-old dressed up as Kiss, and Ian is in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Ian, Matt, Jerry, and myself, and Ian is the Gene Simmons in the picture. So it sounds
to me... Was that for Halloween?
Well, we dressed like that for Halloween, but we were also in this band called Kiss.
Oh, okay.
We pretended. We were in sixth grade.
That's so cute.
We pretended we were in Kiss, and Ian was Gene. Jerry was Gene, but we wanted Ian in the band so badly that we made Jerry become Paul Stanley.
Of course.
Because Ian would only come in if he was Gene.
Of course.
So we invited him along, and then that made the Kiss band. So that picture is from when we were in sixth grade. Ian passed away in May, and I didn't get the yo-yo thing initially, but I believe I do now. There was a school teacher from our high school. He was also my wrestling coach. Ian and I were co-captains of the wrestling team, and he was our coach.
So you knew him for a long time.
Oh, I've known Ian since I was 4 years old, so I've known him for 36 years.
Okay.
Our wrestling coach and Ian's football coach was Mr. Yeomans.
Oh.
That could be the yo-yo.
So Mason's hearing things phonetically. Mason is hearing things the way...
Because he spelled yo-yo man.
Yeah.
But Yeoman was his last name. And,
yeah.
And Mr. Yeomans passed away... I forget how long before Ian, but a little while before Ian.
Oh, wow.
And Mr. Yeomans kind of took Ian in, became kind of a surrogate father in a sense.
Oh, geez.
Through some tough times for Ian, and they were very close. And we would do these bus trips. Mr. Yeomans had cancer.
Okay.
And we would do these bus trips to New York to take him there, make him feel good. And Ian coordinated the whole thing. So now we're getting the whole picture here.
Oh.
So that's.
So they're both deceased.
Right.
So maybe, I don't know, well,
it could have been either one then, maybe.
It's Mason's words, or it's his spelling, so I think he's hearing things phonetically. Maybe that gives us an impression of how they do, you know, communicate over there. It's like a sound for him, so
Can we ask Mason some questions about?
I can try. There was so much coming through that I wanted you to be able to get your story out, you
Absolutely,
know?
And... Yeah, and if he can't come through, well, fine, we'll move on to something else, but if Mason is still there... I would like to ask a couple of questions anyway. We're with Murray, the WCCC witch on WCCC. We're celebrating Halloween.
It's kind of like, you know, revving up again. It's just getting some movement going. So, you know, if you have anything, just
I feel
say
bad, you know, being a lot of the focus here because...
That's the way it happens, though, Mike.
John
There's no,
came through
you
before.
It happened that way for Pacozzi a lot of the time or different people that were in the studio for the other show. So you can't...
I just hope it's entertaining for anyone who's listening. I mean, for me, it's great. It's all about me, you know?
Hey, it is your show.
Right.
Airchecks.com.